ASU is starting a new lab which will bring together researchers, artists, and civic leaders, among other people, to try to make an impact in the community. The Ensemble Lab in the Herberger Institute of Design and the Arts will be led by choreographer and MacArthur Fellow Liz Lerman. She founded the Dance Exchange in 1976 and has since done projects ranging from telling the stories of military veterans returning home to looking into the relationship between art and science.
All of these art schools are trying to figure out both how to do more multidisciplinary work across themselves, but then also how to reach across the campuses, and then finally how to reach into the communities. And I think Stephen brought me predominantly because my own history mirrors those activities. That is, spending time, what I would describe as equal commitment to concert and community, spending time in different disciplines, which is just a thrill.
So how do you try to incorporate different sciences and humanities and other subjects that students and teachers discuss at a university with arts and dance?
Yeah, so when people think about dance, I think sometimes they're thinking just about the steps. But in my case, the dancing and the movement is sort of an underplay that might also include talking and definitely video. There's these days many different ways to get the story across, but the dancing is critical. It's like thinking about how movement is just, movement underlies everything to me, but it isn't the only way to tell the story. So in my case, I started working with scientists over a decade ago, working on a piece about genetics. And it turned out, of course, the body is a great place to go explore some of the big questions that they are grappling with, but in a really personal and intimate way.
Do you find that some of the students and other folks in the non-arts disciplines are skeptical of trying to explain a scientific principle through dance, for example?
Well, you know, I would have said 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, a lot of skepticism, but that is changing. And part of why that's changing is because creativity itself is on the table as something that people know we need to have, that if we're going to problem solve in this world, that the problems are too big to solve in just one way. So any mechanism that you have to bring people together to try to sort that out, and it turns out art is really good at that. So there's less skepticism. Of course, you know, I'm talking to the people that are opening their doors. I don't know what's going on behind those closed doors. And the other thing is, you know, I don't really mind resistance. I think when people say, "What are you talking about?" it actually gives you a chance to try again to make sense out of what the thing is that you're doing.
So are there particular issues you're trying to take on or questions you're trying to answer with your work here?
Well, I'm a very curious person, so almost anything is interesting to me. But in this particular class I'm teaching, we'll be working with somebody from the United Way who's working with the homeless. And they're trying to get some information out to the public in Phoenix about what it actually costs. And I think we're going to be able to make a real case through this class for people to think and feel this. One thing I think is, you know, in our world, you get your information, say, from the news, and you get your feeling, I don't know, from the movies or from fiction. I'm advocating, let's put them together. Let's put the information and the feelings in the same place so that you actually can motivate yourself to create change.
Is it, in some ways, do you think, easier to discuss some of the issues that you try to discuss when it's not just somebody standing on a stage explaining it, but you have dancers and you have video and you have other people sort of explaining it in different and creative ways?
Well, I like to think so, because I think actually most of us human beings, we have this incredible capacity to receive information and data in so many different ways. And sometimes, for example, you hear a speech, you are actually in your own imagination, you're personalizing the information, but you don't have time to sort of take that in because you're you know, the go, go, go. But if there's a dance that's happening in the middle of that, you have a chance to reflect. The movement helps you think about it. Yeah, I think you can hear it and see it differently.
How will you judge ultimately whether what you're doing here is successful?
Well, the really big idea behind Stephen Tepper's invitation to me and behind both what ASU is trying to do and what the Herberger is trying to do is to not so much redefine, because I think the role of artists in society, if you take it over hundreds of years, has been really engaging. It's not like we haven't had periods in our existence where art is really important. I think the role of artists being asked to reflect and not be so narrow and so maybe worried just about our own pursuits, but to actually expand and make the value of the things that we know, because in order to make dance, in order to do this, be creative and make the work, there's so many things that we do that other disciplines, other fields, other people could get their hands on.
Liz Lerman is a choreographer, a MacArthur Fellow, and author. She'll be launching the Ensemble Lab at ASU. Liz, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks, Mark.